All nine Democratic presidential candidates crowded onto a stage here in Washington yesterday, speaking at a forum sponsored by the Children's Defense Fund, where Al Sharpton, Congressman Dennis Kucinich, and Dick Gephardt, Senators Joseph Lieberman, John Kerry, Bob Graham, and John Edwards, former Governor Howard Dean, former Senator Carol Moseley Braun. They were there to talk about children's issues, but the war in Iraq was inescapable. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports.
The Children's Defense Fund is a liberal advocacy group that wields a lot of clout in Democratic Party politics, enough clout to get all nine presidential hopefuls in the same place. For Florida Senator Bob Graham, who hasn't made a formal announcement yet, the event was his maiden appearance as a candidate.
I think I should be the next president of the United States because this nation faces unusual challenges, a war, a stagnant economy, declining resources for health and education. I think the question before us is what should be our priority. My priority will be our children.
For minor candidates like former Senator Carol Moseley Braun, the forum was a chance to share the stage for the first time with the better-known contenders. Braun had a pitch tailored for this crowd. She said she was the only candidate who had born and raised a child.
I want America to believe that a woman can lead the ship of state, can put us in the direction of getting our country back.
Without exception, the candidates favored rolling back all or part of the president's tax cuts, and they all called for more money for child care, health care, and education. The biggest differences were over Iraq. Five of the candidates opposed the war, including Congressman Dennis Kucinich, who, when asked whether yesterday's images of Iraqis kissing American soldiers had changed his mind, said absolutely not.
This war was about a pretext, that it was not about whether they had weapons of mass destruction. I mean, let's face it. Poverty is a weapon of mass destruction. Homelessness is a weapon of mass destruction. We're blowing up bridges over the Tigris and Euphrates. We're not building bridges in our own cities.
On the day when joyful Iraqis were holding up pictures of President Bush, former Governor Howard Dean was equally undeterred from his criticism of the administration's foreign policy.
It opens up a new dangerous preemptive doctrine. And the war resolution urged the president to go to the United Nations, but made no such requirement. I think it's a dangerous thing to do to give the president 6 months ahead of time a blank check, which is what I think the resolution did. We're going to spend a lot of money in Iraq. We're at $80 billion. It's going to be $200 billion. For $200 billion, we could ensure every child under the age of 18 in this country, just like we do in the state of Vermont.
The four other candidates voted for that resolution, but that didn't stop them from using the war to make the case against the president. The Democrats' argument? George W. Bush has ignored problems at home. Here's Massachusetts Senator John Kerry.
I support the use of force. I support disarming Saddam Hussein. But I have been very critical of the way this administration went at it because it leaves the American people carrying a greater financial burden. Now this administration is laying out enormous plans for building roads, schools, hospitals, and providing books in Iraq, and it's time for us to demand that they lay out a plan to do the same here in the United States of America.
None of the Democrats felt compelled to alter their positions on the war in any way, even on a day of American triumph. That suggests that these candidates believe that in 2004, the war will be much less important than the economy, jobs, and health care. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.